The Brady Report, thanks to Torrey Butchers, Lake Street, Northbridge, serving the best quality meat since 1950.
It is a Tuesday morning. Into Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, Prince William has reacted to what Prince Harry said.
Yeah, so this documentary is still all over the front pages. Harry and Meghan's pretty kind of revealing documentary. Meghan has revealed that, you know, she wasn't too happy that nobody asked her how she was during her pregnancy. She struggled at times fitting into the British royal family. And Harry basically confirming what we've known for some time on the London royal gossip mill, that, you know, William and Harry are not on the best of terms. And Harry said that they're on different paths. Now, William has obviously been filled in on what is in the documentary. If he hasn't watched it, he certainly knows. There are reports tonight that he is worried about his brother and sister-in-law. And I think, you know, all this family drama playing out all over the front pages and on our TV screens, it's not good. I mean, every single family has its worries, its moments, its dramas. These are extremely high-profile people. And William's reported remarks tonight that he is worried about Harry and Meghan, that puts it back on the front pages and keeps all of this going along. I mean, someone is advising Harry and Meghan, and if I was advising them, I'd tell them to start talking to themselves and stop talking to TV cameras and microphones.
Now, Britain's biggest family is about to get bigger.
Well, I love this story. This is a couple who've been together a very long time. They're in their 40s. She's 44, he's 48. They have 21 children together, would you believe?
21?
And Sue Radford, at the age of 44, has announced on her YouTube channel, no less, baby number 22 is on the way. And she went for her 16-week scan today. And, yeah, a lot of reaction. They live in Morecambe up in Lancashire in the northwest of England. Her husband Noel runs a bakery business. So these are not, you know, you'll read on social media, it cracks me up, all the negativity on social media, or who's paying for this and taxpayers' cash. They're a successful family. They work really hard. They've just had an awful lot of children. They love babies. They love kids.
Obviously.
They live in a 10-bedroomed house. And baby number 22, God willing, will arrive in 2020. I mean, it's quite amazing, really.
Does it make you clucky?
Not in the slightest, Millsy. I have to say, I was in a supermarket in Oxfordshire on Saturday, and there was a mum in front of me with a little baby, maybe 18 months to 2 years, and the baby wanted apple juice. And the baby knew that it was, all I heard was, apple juice, apple juice. And this went on for about 5 minutes, to the point that I just wanted to say to the woman, do you want me to go and get the baby some apple juice? Because even I know the baby needs apple juice. No, it doesn't make me clucky at all, Millsy.
All right, mate. Good on you. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
We will. Have a great day, guys.